Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We're following breaking news. An American who was among the hostages taken by Hamas has died in captivity. CBS's Cammie McCormick with details.
Gadi Haggai, a 73-year-old man, that according to the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, he was walking with his wife on the morning of October 7th when he was shot and taken captive by Hamas. His wife is still being held.
After a week of delays, UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says a resolution has been drafted on humanitarian aid for Gaza.
It will support the priority that Egypt has in ensuring that we put a mechanism on the ground that will support humanitarian assistance, and we're ready to vote for it.
President Biden is pardoning thousands of people who were convicted of simple possession of marijuana on federal lands and in D.C. The White House says his action is his latest round of executive clemencies meant to rectify racial disparities in the justice system. A soaking in California. Ventura County got more than 3 inches of rain in 1 hour. This woman's home in Port Hueneme was flooded completely.
I almost don't have words because I've never seen anything like that. I don't live in a state where or an area that I think would have flooding. I was just in shock.
That rain causing big travel problems for the millions hitting the road for the
AAA
holiday.
AAA predicts some 104 million Americans will travel by road for Christmas. Drivers will enjoy sharply lower gas prices than a year ago. John Torres is getting a break on Phillips of his large tank pickup truck.
It's 35 gallons, so imagine it goes from $100 a fill up to $80 a fill up.
Beth Jones has lots of company on the road.
Working out the gas is great. But yeah, I've seen a lot of people out there.
The national average for a gallon of unleaded gas is $3.09. Jim Krasula, CBS News, along Interstate 40 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
A jury finds three Tacoma, Washington police officers not guilty after a man died in their custody nearly 4 years ago. Mayor Victoria Woodward.
Over 3 years ago, I called for the firing of each officer involved. And at that moment, my heart was breaking.
And a big night tonight in Spain. It's our annual Christmas lottery called El Gordo, or the Fat One, which will make some bank accounts much fatter. It's known as the world's richest lottery, but the winners have to share all the money. This year's total is $2.8 billion. Ahead of the market's opening, stock futures have shifted lower on Wall Street as they look to extend a year-end rally. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Hey, this is Travis Kelce, NFL tight end and proud member of the Lowe's Home Team. Lowe's knows when you've got the best price, you've already won. That's why we offer the lowest price guarantee. If you find a better price online or in-store, we'll match it. Now you can score on the top brands from the Lowe's Home Team picks, like Scott's, LG, and DeWalt. So take on your projects with confidence. Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retail partner of the NFL.
Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Last minute shopping? Ulta Beauty has everything I need for everyone on my list. Ready to gift fragrance kits from YSL and Valentino, and the hottest gift sets from MAC, Tarte, and Lancome. Plus, everyone loves an Ulta Beauty gift card. Shop last minute gifts that will bring joy to everyone on your list. Hurry in store or place your online pickup order today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks 49th among states for funding public health, according to the United Health Foundation. Dave Reinders runs the Buffalo County Health Department. He says most of his budget comes from local property taxes, which is not enough for efforts like tobacco prevention.
We're dealing with vaping, we're dealing with other ways of consuming nicotine that are being made available and marketed to children. But what we don't have is really a strong enough voice and presence to really work with community intensively.
Wisconsin's public health spending is supplemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The weather is unseasonably mild, with high temperatures in the 40s in much of Wisconsin. It could be foggy enough at times this weekend to make driving hazardous. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you're looking for something meaningful to do over the holidays or even into the new year, look no further than the All of Us Wisconsin research effort at Marshfield Clinic. This research is an effort to move away from the one-size-fits-all approach to medicine we have now.
The All of Us research program is designed to advance precision medicine.
That's Scott Hebring, research scientist and one of the primary investigators for the program. In addition to the option to receive up to 3 levels of genetic test results, you will also receive a $25 gift card.
And all our participants who fully enroll, they can also receive $25 to show our appreciation for the time that they put in for enrolling.
This national program could help lead to medical breakthroughs that could help each of us individually. You can find the survey and register at marshfield.joinallofus.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A little patchy fog this morning, then cloudy and kind of drizzly here through the day today. Our high right around 40, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, drizzly, more patchy fog, even a few showers at times. Our low 36. Tomorrow, more drizzle and cloud cover with a high of 45 on Christmas Eve. Rain with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good start to your Friday out there. Happy Christmas weekend.
Yes, it's coming.
We got good stuff lined up this hour. We're going to get into some fun things. A little bit later, we're going to get into a bunch of Christmas movies that are based on a true story.
Okay.
Got that coming up for you.
That's
in a little
cool bit.
We'll dive into that. We got other fun things. I want to get to some good stories, local good stuff. I want to touch on, and we'll touch on our schedule as well. But earlier in the week, we had a great friend of the station and all of ours, Laura, who you've heard on the air. She's done our Over the Back Fence commercials and some of those things. She's joined us on calls from time to time. Mm-hmm. She had this idea, and I thought it was too good to let go. So I reached out to Melissa and Seth, and being the best teammates in radio, they were cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What we are doing here is you are basically Ebenezer Scrooge in this scenario.
Okay.
And you're going to have 3 ghosts come visit you, just like in the classic A Christmas Carol. The spirit of Christmas past, the spirit of Christmas present, and the spirit of Christmas yet to come, the spirit of Christmas future.
Mm-hmm.
But what we thought would be fun with this is you could pick any celebrities, living or past, now or past, any of these things, to play your ghosts.
Yeah.
It got kind of born out of the idea of the movie Scrooged.
Right.
Okay, right.
With Bill Murray and everything. And one of my favorite cameos or favorite scenes ever in any Christmas movie ever of all time is Carol Kane. It was Carol Kane, right?
Yep,
Carol Kane being the ghost of Christmas present, I believe she was.
I can't remember.
I just remember her hitting Bill Murray with a toaster.
I don't think I've seen that movie yet.
It's a classic. It's one of my favorites. It's a must-watch for me every year, and I love the movie. But it got me thinking about all the great movie, all the great cameos, all the great people we have seen play these roles over the years. And so we want to have fun with this. So go ahead and feel free to call up 424-2600, 715-424-2600.
If you can't get through, message us on Facebook.
Yes.
Yes.
Please. Our phones are being a little quirky right now.
Yeah. Big shout out to Mike Clemens. Usually joins us on Fridays in this time slot to be able to talk a little sports. We wish Mike a very happy holidays and safe travels.
Yes.
All his bopping around that he does, and love talking to Mike. We'll talk to Mike real soon. And he does wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I just got done emailing with him and wished everybody a Merry Christmas and everything.
Very good.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
So let's go ahead and have fun with this. Like for me, my answers are I really gave this a lot of thought, and it's Rob Williams.
I knew he was going to pick 3 of the same.
Shock.
I'm joking, but I will get to mine. I want to get to you guys, though, and I want to hear from our callers, 715-424-2600. Seth, do you have yours?
I do. Mm. I do have mine. Mm. I kind of went with this. In recent times, the ghost of Christmas past, a lot of times is portrayed by a woman. You know, because I don't know in the original story if there is. I haven't read it in so long. I don't remember what Dickens said in there.
Yeah.
But I always thought, kind of an ethereal, the crisp, you know, because it's the past and it's, you know, something that's from memory and something, and it's got an ethereal kind of not quite, you know, solid feel to it.
They're all ghosts.
That's true. So the first person that I thought of, the actor that kind of portrays, you know, that kind of gets that for me, that kind of otherworldly quality, is Cate Blanchett.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Because she has that, to me, she has kind of that otherworldly quality to her, which I thought would, you know, I think she'd do as a role, but just if she actually was the Ghost of Christmas Past, she'd do a really good job with it, I think. Yeah.
Good choice. Good choice.
All right.
All right. So that's your Ghost of Christmas Past.
All right.
How about present?
Present. Well, again, and in the book, he's like a giant kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
jolly giant.
I thought at first, I'm like, do I need a big actor? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to go that direction. I want someone, who's very jolly, but towards the end, he gets very serious and that kind of thing. So I thought, well, I need a versatile, you know, actor to do this one. So I came up with Michael Caine.
Wow. Wow, nice.
I thought he would be excellent as the Ghost of Christmas Present.
Well, we know he's really good in this play.
It has Ebenezer, right?
Yeah, we know.
He's very good at that.
I mean, a Muppet Christmas Carol, it's amazing to me how many people have that as their number one Christmas movie. Bree and I and the Puppet Masters of None, we've been bombarded by a bunch of emails and direct messages from people all over just telling us how much they like that movie, and they have to watch it. I didn't realize I knew it was popular. Was well loved. I didn't know by that much.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Michael Caine, always a great choice.
Yeah, right. And you can't go wrong with Michael Caine, right?
Yeah.
For my Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come, or future, depending on how you want to put it, I thought, you know, it's usually portrayed, you know, as like a cloaked figure. You can't see it.
Right.
Because it's the future. You know, maybe you just see its thin, you know, spidery hands or something. So I kind of went with more of a horror motif on this. And also an actor who is known to be like one of the skinniest people alive. You know, kind of looked like gaunt look to him. So I went with,
oh, you chose me?
I was going to say.
That's really humbling. Thank you, Seth.
And I couldn't choose James because I think it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I would go with John Carradine.
Whoa.
Classic actor John Carradine, father of David and the other Keith. Keith is the other one I was thinking
of. Where
would
people know him from?
He was in a jillion horror movies
If you watch any of the classic, like the old classic horror movies.
From the 30s through like the 70s, he was in so many movies. He had a very deep voice. He was very Shakespearean. And he was also as skinny as can be. He would make a perfect thing, especially if all of a sudden he rips his hood off and has to do like, you know, some Shakespeare. It would be perfect. John Carradine, all right.
Those are some fantastic choices. So from Seth, the Ghost of Christmas Past, Cate Blanchett, Ghost of Christmas Present, Michael Caine, and the Ghost of Christmas Future, John Carradine.
Yes.
All excellent choices.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, what you got?
Well, in researching and in the story of Scrooge, the Ghost of Christmas Past lists out for him all the things that he did in his life that got him to the point where he's at now. So as far as celebrities go, and I went a little, like you said, there's no wrong answers here. So the celebrity that I choose is of my own making. And the only person that I think who would, without holding back, tell me exactly what I did wrong throughout my life that has gotten me to where I am now, and that would be my grandmother.
Oh, nice.
Grandma Jean.
Nice.
Because she would not hold back. And technically,
exactly
she, you know, being dead, she is a ghost, so Ghost of
counts.
Christmas Past.
That counts.
Grandma Jean. Now,
strong start.
Very good.
Okay. Ghost of Christmas Present. And I went with the jolly and somebody that I would absolutely want to spend Christmas with
of the
choices of celebrities, Jack Black.
Nice. Nice.
That's a good one.
Oh,
yeah.
Good choice.
Excellent.
Good choice. You know you'd have a good Christmas with Jack.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know you would. Yeah.
And he could totally turn and do the serious, and now this is who I have hidden under my cloak that shows you why.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Very versatile, yeah.
And now for Ghost of Christmas. Christmas is yet to come, mm-hmm. or to predict the future of what would come for you. I'm choosing a celebrity that also has a PhD in neuroscience.
Oh.
Mayim Bialik.
Wow.
Oh, very
wow.
good.
She would be the person I would choose as my ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Very good.
It's a good choice. And, yeah. and she's free. She's yeah, not doing the job right now anymore, so that's a good choice.
Well, she's also a mom.
That's true.
Yes.
She does lots.
She's very busy. Yeah, she's going to be. Yeah, she's very busy and very talented. Excellent choices, Melissa. Melissa's Ghost of Christmas Past or Grandma Jean. Ghost of Christmas Present, Jack Black. And for the future, Mayim Bialik. Excellent choices. And both of you, thank you so much for playing along. You're the best. I cannot stress this enough. Best teammates in radio ever. You guys are awesome. And you're all wrong.
Yeah, of course we are.
I have the real list. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. But we do want to hear from you guys. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the fun, everybody. My Ghost of Christmas Past. I have honorable mentions, by the way.
Of course you do.
I could not give you just three. That's not in my
list. Decisions, you know.
Yes, exactly. My Ghost of Christmas Past, Richard Pryor.
Oh!
if you got to get this kind of news.
You need somebody to roast you? You want him?
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
But my actual choice was Robert Downey Jr. I think that he would do a really cool job with that.
Yeah,
I think he'd
okay.
be very interesting in there.
I'm with you.
My Ghost of Christmas Present, Robin Williams.
Of course.
Yeah, I had to get Robin in there somewhere.
I had to get him in there. So.
He would play that perfectly, that role, yeah.
For those that don't know, he was in the running, and it was going to be him playing Hagrid in the Harry Potter series.
Wow.
He was all set to do it and everything. They had some scheduling problems, and Robin also felt a little hesitant to do it because he was the one non-Englishman in the cast and really felt that an Englishman should do it. They end up starting over and re-auditioning, and the great Robbie Coltrane ends up getting the role.
Mm-hmm.
But Robin and him worked together still, like talking about the
part. Oh, really? Oh.
And Robbie reached out, like, what were you going to do with the character and everything
cool.
and some of these things. And for those that knew and love Robin Williams, he was already hairy enough to play the role.
Oh, he could have, yeah.
So he would have been able to save a couple bucks on special effects and everything. But obviously, I'm biased, so I just put Robin in there. As far as the Ghost of Christmas Future, I thought, I did this right away. I kept casting Englishmen and immediately thought of the great Alan Rickman. And I was like, oh, Alan Rickman would kill that. He'd be great at that. I thought George Carlin would be a good fit in there. I think George Carlin would be a lot of fun for that and everything. But
leaning
I went
towards comedians there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. But it is not going to get any better here because my final choice. Chris Farley.
Okay.
I wanted to go completely on the other side. And okay. I think you're thinking, Chris Farley, how would he do that? How good would he be at that? We've seen examples of this. Chris Farley could go angry and go from 0 to 100 like nobody in human history. Maybe Belushi was close, but nobody else other than Farley. And you've seen him get angry plenty of times in movie and TV shows
right.
and stuff and get edgy. I'd like the idea. I dream of a lot of silly things. One of my daydreams is Chris Farley's still with us, and he has the chance to do what Robin, what Adam Sandler, what a lot of actors have done, and show his serious side.
Mm-hmm.
There are hours and hours and hours in the Second City archives of Chris Farley and Tim Meadows working together. And one of these bits we see, Chris Farley is playing the straight man, and mm-hmm. Tim Meadows is the silly weird guy. And Chris Farley could do serious.
Oh.
But he could do just never got the opportunity,
right.
and I would have loved to have seen him do a little of that. So I think that's part of the reason I cast him there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Actually, you mentioned one of your folks, your honorable mentions. If we wanted to extend this just a little bit and see who would be a good Marley, you know, the first ghost that he experiences.
Yep, Jacob Marley.
I think Alan Rickman would make a perfect Marley.
Yeah,
he would be excellent as Marley.
Well, and I think part of it too. I can't stand the Robin Hood movie, but my favorite part of that movie is Alan Rickman just like busting into a room and cancel Christmas.
Yes. Like, it's a great line.
So I think that's
he's the best thing about that movie.
Yeah,
yes.
By far and away. Yeah, yeah. But as you can tell, I should not be allowed to cast things. ever.
It's your own life. You get to choose that.
It's a tough one. Though,
well, and the cool thing, I mean, you could do this with any number of things like like musicians. What musicians would you choose for each one of the ghosts or something like that or whatever? I mean, that's it's a fun to exercise.
Yeah. It's a lot of, well, it's and cool. We did hear from our listeners who can't get through on the telephone. Okay. I have from Laura, whose idea right. this was.
Yeah, let's have her play along.
She shared with us.
I was hoping we'd get that.
So her Ghost of Christmas Past, and this isn't from the director's perspective. It's as if she's going through the Christmas
Oh, very cool.
Which is how I also did it, Laura. That's, so thank you for that.
That was the smart way to do it, I think.
Her Ghost of Christmas Past is Prince.
Nice.
Oh, God. Whoa.
Wow. I want to change my answer.
That's excellent.
And the Ghost of Christmas Present? I'm surprised by this one. Mm-hmm. Carrie Fisher.
She
also went with kind of I like the choice.
Oh, it's that. A great choice. I know how much Carrie Fisher means to Laura, so I can see that. Yeah,
and then the Ghost of the Future or Christmas is Yet to Come, Sinead O'Connor.
Wow. Okay. Wow, that's a good one. Nice. Oh, it's a strong three. That's a right. strong three.
I like
three
also
right
she
there.
Did it with people who are all actually deceased, too. They're actually ghosts. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
I think that's an interesting way of doing it, to approaching it, too, because I think that was my first approach, and it was all English people that I thought of. And I really wanted to kind of like reset my brain.
To be fair, it is an English story, of course. Yeah. Charles Dickens, right? Yeah. So.
There are no wrong answers. I say we keep this going to the top of the hour. Anybody wants to call up and give us their three, please feel free to. And again, thank you to our great listeners, to you two for playing along. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you so much. We will take a quick break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Dive into the festive spirit with Quality Foods Holiday Seafood Sale, where ocean and holiday delights meet. Elevate your holiday feast with the finest seafood. Succulent shrimp starting at $8.49 a pound. Lobster tails starting at $6.99 each. And don't forget the decadent king crab legs. Quality Foods Seafood Sale has it all. Don't miss out on these treasures from the ocean. Then celebrate with a bounty from the sea. Drop by the Quality Foods locations of Wisconsin Rapids to reel in the savings. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
A little patchy fog this morning, then cloudy and kind of drizzly here through the day today. Our high right around 40, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, drizzly, more patchy fog, even a few showers at times. Our low 36. Tomorrow, more drizzle and cloud cover with a high of 45 on Christmas Eve. Rain with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great, great day out there. Thanks.
Mine just got better. Yeah. Seth's over here jamming out. It's awesome.
It's awesome. I don't get to see that very often. I love seeing that. I love that version. That's great.
Great, yeah.
Who
is
that?
It's a fun version.
Me first in the Gimme Gimmies.
Okay.
It's a punk band that does nothing but covers of traditional songs and stuff like that.
I like
that.
Their
yeah.
name.
Yep.
I like that job. I like that job. Like, that's my job. Every morning I just wake up and do punk covers of songs.
Yep, that's right.
That seems fun to me. I picked the wrong industry. Let's get into this one as we lead you into our state and local news, everybody. We've got Christmas movies that are based on a true story.
Cool.
Haha, I won.
I thought this would be kind of fun to get into, and so did Melissa. And I think we start in a fairly obvious place, possibly. I think this used to be more common knowledge than it is now, but Frank Capra's 1946 fantasy drama, It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm.
It's one of the quintessential holiday movies, thanks in part to annual December airings on TV, of course. And the film delivers not only a heartwarming and life-affirming message, but about value in a person's existence, but also a postcard-perfect snapshot of life in a small American town.
Mm. And this was based on a true story?
Loosely.
Loosely, okay.
According to NPR, the town's historian, Chris Podowitz, claimed that Capra visited the town in 1940 and explored its many landmarks, including its main street and bridge, both of which resemble downtown Bedford Falls and the bridge where Jimmy Stewart's George Bailey had his darkest moment.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Many historians, though, will say that there were quite a few liberties taken and that there is no actual town. But don't tell that to the good people in New York. They have many promotions of this. They celebrate this day, and to this day, a lot of people come there and take pictures on the bridge,
right.
and that, and treat it like it is the actual true Bedford Falls.
Right. My aunt Karen used to live in that area, just outside the city.
Oh, really?
And so I know there's a Bedford Hills that's right around that area, because I remember telling her once. I said Bedford Falls. She's like, no. That's not. This is Bedford Hills, not Bedford Falls.
Nice try.
In that area you're talking about, Seth, is where people go and take
that upstate, not quite upstate, but like the the outlying cities of New York City. Yeah.
I think one of the greater stories I ever heard when I was a kid, my grandfather, who was not only a historian, a lover of history, but a lover of military history, told me the story that the movie Joy Noel is based on, depicting the all-too-brief truce in World War I.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the Christmas truce, yeah.
Now, for those that don't know, this was something that back in the day, this happened during wartime often. On Christmas Day or on a significant day, both sides would agree we're pausing,
right.
we're breaking here. Mm-hmm. Not only a truce, but oftentimes, like in this example, that depicts a remarkable moment in the carnage of World War I, a temporary truce brokered between the French, Scottish, and German soldiers who left their trenches during Christmas and shared songs and gifts.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually loosely based on this. This movie is based on this, and it's not loosely; it's quite accurate, and holds up pretty well.
Right, and I do remember hearing, and I don't know how true it is that like even a soccer game broke out between the two sides on a kind of thing. I do know that the fallout though was very real.
Yes.
The upper brass was not happy.
Yeah.
About this happening afterwards.
Well, of course not.
Because
it's hard to kill people, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The fraternization between the two armies. So, yeah. But it's a fascinating. It was a very organic thing that happened. You know, I think it started with someone playing like a Christmas carol on a cornet that both sides could hear. And then another side answered it by playing the same thing. And that's when it kind of broke the ice.
Truce between opposing forces were not uncommon during the early days of World War I, but were typically relegated to individual soldiers or smaller units. The informal Christmas truce of 1914 reportedly involved approximately over 100,000 troops on the Western Front near Belgium on December 24th. German soldiers began singing Christmas carols and invited their British and French counterparts to join them in no man's land, the area between the trenches, to celebrate the holidays. The troops exchanged gifts of tobacco and alcohol and even played soccer during the truce.
Oh, they did? Okay. All right.
Which in some areas reportedly lasted for several days.
Wow. Amazing.
The truce of 1914 was reportedly the last such widespread succession of fighting during World War I, mostly because of what Seth was touching on.
They cracked down on that, yeah.
The man who invented Christmas looks at the life of Charles Dickens, who of course wrote the Christmas Carol that we were just touching on. Now, for those who don't know, Charles Dickens was the definition of a struggling artist. By all means, a good writer, but didn't have his big hit yet.
Big break during his lifetime.
That's right.
It was A Christmas Carol that really broke, was his big break, was his big opening one and everything. And A Christmas Carol, by many reports, like NPR's Mark Jenkins, who does great work, Dickens, appeared to be surrounded by these characters throughout his life. And mm-hmm. in part, that's why they incorporated it into his story.
Wow.
So
that's so cool.
It is loosely based on it. You can read more about
the artist's experience of mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
Can read more about it in the book, The Man Who Invented Christmas. and the movie. The movie, which a bunch of great actors in that one that you've got. Gosh, I know Jonathan Pryce is in it.
Oh,
awesome. And there's some others, too. Christopher Plummer, I want to say, is in it.
Probably a lot of good British actors.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a really good one. I wanted to see here. Oh, where is this one? Oh, Christmas Miracle in Causefield, USA. Now, this one was based on a tragedy. The miracle, quote, mentioned in the title of the 1977 NBC movie Christmas Miracle in Caulfield, USA. This was a big one for a while. They played this one, replayed this one. Referred to the rescue of miners trapped by a cave in Christmas Eve in 1951.
Oh, wow.
But the storyline actually comprises only a portion of the film. Small town drama takes up much of the runtime, especially the misery and that. But Booksmart's son, Kurt Russell, young Kurt Russell in that
one. Oh, gosh. Really? Oh, my goodness.
That's kind of an interesting
That's
one, too.
Cool, yeah.
And finally, we're ending with Dolly Parton, of course. Dolly Parton drew on her family holidays for A Circle of Love. The 2015 NBC TV movie Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors earned critical praise for its heartfelt narrative, which was drawn from stories about Parton's own childhood.
Wow.
A sequel, Dolly Parton's Christmas of Many Colors, Circle of Love, followed in 2016. The film about her family facing various challenges at the holidays netted an Emmy Award, nominated for Outstanding Television Movie in 2017.
How about that?
Oh, cool.
In an interview with Country Daily, Parton said, quote, "The Christmas of Many Colors was drawn from other true stories from my life. Its central story about Parton's father, played by Rick Schroeder, and siblings pooling their meager resources to buy their mother, Jennifer Nettles, a wedding ring, helped to provide the family with its title. The ring represents the circle of love."
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Cool. An executive producer of the movie, Parton was on set for much of the production and found that some scenes drawn from her life were hard to watch. One in particular, which depicted her family facing the possibility of freezing to death after being snowed in, was a particularly emotional experience for her. Quote, "When we got to the part when Mama was praying and her tears were frozen on her little face, when I was watching that, I just couldn't hardly bear it."
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. That would have been a pretty traumatic thing to live through and then have to watch it recreated. Wow.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Some really cool stuff that we pulled from on that one, though. It's
absolutely
quite interesting. Quite interesting. Mm-hmm. And there are actually more out there. There are more Christmas stories that are famously based on these things and stuff.
Well, and all Christmas stories typically pull on your heartstrings in one way or another.
Right.
Many people might not realize this, but The Grinch Who Stole Christmas is actually based on me. It's actually based on what?
His heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Don't try to think about that too hard chronologically, that I was born in 77 and that came out. Don't think about it too much. Don't think about
it. You want 1966.
You know, I'm bad at math. So. Yeah.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story. Say that anymore. I can't. That used to be a funny phrase to say. Now I can't jokingly say that anymore because a bunch of knuckleheads messed it up.
Yeah, darn.
Facts matter, people. We'll take a break. We'll get to our factual state and local news. Okay. And we'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Southwest Wisconsin man is sentenced to a year in federal prison for buying animal torture videos online. The judge described the videos as abhorrent during sentencing this week. Republicans plan to order a year-long audit of diversity policies across Wisconsin state government starting in January. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network.
That's my hope, that we can get that, so that we have the ability to come back and say, here are things that we want to duplicate, and here are things that we have to stop. We don't know what those are until we go through the whole process.
Voss is highly critical of DEI. He recently got the Universities of Wisconsin to freeze diversity positions after withholding money for pay raises and building projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's now 5 red bulbs on the Wood County wreath after a fire Wednesday in Vesper. It was caused by a candle on a table.
The fire was quickly put out by a Wood County Sheriff's deputy before the fire department even arrived. There were no injuries and minor damage. The new shared-ride taxi provider in the city of Wisconsin Rapids will begin on January 1st. Running Inc. has been awarded a 5-year contract and will take over for the current shared-ride cab company. Running Inc. is based out of Viroqua, but they will have a local number to schedule appointments for the new year beginning after December 26th. That number is 715-315-6189. The current taxi service number will automatically route to the new number for the first 30 days. There's only 2 more Free Ride Fridays in Stevens Point. You can ride Central Transportation for free today and December 29th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
A little patchy fog this morning, then cloudy and kind of drizzly here through the day today. Our high right around 40, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, drizzly, more patchy fog, even a few showers at times. Our low 36. Tomorrow, more drizzle and cloud cover with a high of 45 on Christmas Eve. Rain with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
One of my, that, God, I just love that voice so much. The great, the wonderful, the only Ella Fitzgerald. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great, great Christmas Eve edition, Christmas episode.
That's right.
For you here and everything. Mm-hmm. And very Christmassy. Guinness World Records. No. But we do a lot of Guinness records
We
here.
Do.
We like sharing those. And
yeah.
We got together a list here of Guinness's database of more than 40,000 records.
Wow.
And someone put together a list of the 10 oddest Guinness World Records of 2023.
That's saying something.
As we get ready for New Year's next week and we do our annual morning show traditions of lists and these things and wrapping up the year kind of stuff, I thought this would be a fun preview to kind of get ready for that.
Yeah.
So let's dive right in. Most skips by a cat in 1 minute.
Skips by a cat.
The record is 9. if Kevin was wondering, Melissa.
Wants to try to go for that record there.
If Kevin wants to end up trying for the record, I'm showing Melissa and Seth the video of this.
Okay.
I didn't expect the cat to be a little bit of a bigger cat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a floofy cat.
Yeah, very floofy. Very pretty cat. Very good.
Okay, so the owner is jumping, and the cat is jumping with the owner. And then gives it a treat. And then they do it again.
Wow. So
that's what it is.
I can't imagine. Okay.
I mean, you're training a cat to learn to jump with you. That's pretty cool.
Or is the cat training you?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
I think it might be the other way around.
My brother sent me a video of a guy playing a song on a guitar, and he snaps his finger at the cat, and the cat meows.
Oh, awesome.
The right spot.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's really cool.
That is cool.
Wow.
I think that's more impressive. But, you know.
I like that.
No, it's still an odd record to me. It's very strange. Yeah.
I'm 1,000% more impressive. Because this lady, to me, I thought she was doing it consecutively. She does a jump.
Like the cat just does it. Yeah, right.
And she's got to like set up for 30 seconds and or whatever. And then
skipping,
they do another.
It's jumping.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like she's gotten pressed on this one. It feels like they're just kind of like, all right, we'll go with that. That's fine.
But it's impressive when you can teach a cat to do anything.
That's true. That's very true.
Loudest burp, female edition. The record is 107.3 decibels.
Wow.
I guess that's high.
Yes, that is very high. Yes. That's extremely loud.
That's a pretty loud one. Now, that's one of those ones, too, where, boy, you should be in a contest for that or something. No. But, yeah, you should. It actually worked out. Longest distance full body burn run without oxygen. Basically running on fire.
What?
Why would you want to do this?
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to all the great stunt people out there.
I guess.
Stunt workers. That's the only people I can think of here. That's basically running on fire. The record is 272.25 meters, or just over 893 feet.
That's a long time to run on fire.
It is.
And there's a video of this guy doing it.
Right. Oh, they light him on fire, and he takes off, and he's running.
Yeah, and this is again...
The whole thing, he's completely on fire.
Without oxygen. What high school
sanctioned this?
Well,
the backside of him is on fire, and his arms. His arms are also on fire.
He's on an actual track and field track.
Yeah, right.
Like, what... There's grass right there. Like, what are
Stop
they doing?
Stop, drop, and roll.
Damn.
Oh, but then the fire went out on its own.
As he was running. Interesting.
Oh, and then they come the
fire. They still extinguished
the extinguishers,
it.
I don't know.
There's no flame, but we're going to extinguish you because we brought these things.
And we ran with you this whole way carrying these heavy things. They just wanted to do it. They're like, we ran with you. I'm going to do this. I don't care if you're on fire anymore.
I want, before it is all said and done and I'm out of this chair, I want to have a Guinness record for this station. Not that one. Not that one. No.
Let's avoid that one on fire, please.
Longest tongue on a living dog. The record is 13.9 centimeters, which is almost 5.5 inches.
Do not show the video.
I know. Not show Melissa the video on that one.
You can imagine.
How about most spoons balanced on a body? The record is 88. Anybody wants to try to beat that
spoons balanced
one?
On a body. Oh, wow. Look at him go. Yeah.
Yep. He's just standing there without his shirt on, and people are balancing spoons on him.
Now, looking into this one, they had to stick on him.
Yeah.
They had to stay.
Because he's standing up.
Yeah.
So they were all over his chest and his back and his belly.
Have you ever seen someone do the nose spoon in the nose trick?
Yeah.
Where they breathe on it and then set it on there? Basically, that's it for his whole body. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Most magic tricks underwater in 3 minutes. The record
was there oxygen this time?
Yeah. The record is 38.
Okay.
It was set by a 13-year-old girl who's also an avid scuba diver.
Oh, good for her.
Good for her. Where's the magic come in, though?
Magic tricks.
Sleight
of hand.
I like this one a lot, and the video is even better, I think.
Because she's in scuba gear underwater.
Yep, and she's doing the handkerchief
in the hand.
She hid the handkerchief in the hand, and now she is doing the missing ring trick, I believe. Now she is. She's just doing these.
Yeah, it's all sleight of hand.
Yeah.
It's all fast.
Yeah, right. I thought maybe that's the only place her agent could book her.
I love that you can see fish
going by while she's doing it. The guppies are enjoying the show.
I love the idea of them like actually really enjoying the
enjoying
show.
Enjoying like, magic tricks. Yeah.
Crabs are lined up.
Yeah.
Well done, young lady. Well, you
that's
know
still, that's pretty cool.
That's very no, cool. That's I'd a... be bragging about that one. That's
well,
a good one.
At 13 to have a Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
An impressive one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most couples eating a single piece of spaghetti simultaneously, Lady and the Tramp style. The record is 463 pairs.
Aww.
Wow.
That's kind of sweet, huh?
That is.
I would have done that.
Well, that one would be a part of that one.
Yeah. Is this taking place in Italy, it looked like?
Yes, it looks like it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lots and of smooching going on.
They made a big deal out of it, too. They had wine, and they had a bunch of, like, it was an actual meal that they were served. They weren't just given the spaghetti.
Like one strand of spaghetti?
Okay, maybe I might take it back. This seems awkward. This seems a little awkward to me.
Everybody together.
I'm not the person that doesn't show, you know, emotions in public, but like I am the person that it could be too much.
Some all at the same
time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a little too much PDA for you. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Overdone.
I would.
Are you sure you're Italian?
Right? Yeah. I'm questioning it myself now.
But did they nose the meatball across the plate? That's what I want to know.
They have to do that afterwards, right. But there's no record for that one, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's actually the sweetest part of that scene.
Is the meatball?
That the kissing part is all, you know, what we remember. To me, the sweetest part of that scene is that.
Surprise.
Yes. Yeah. I like that. That one. Mm-hmm. Fastest time to assemble Mr. Potato Head blindfolded?
I think we've seen this one.
Yeah, the record is 11.5 seconds. Yeah, we did that.
Still very cool.
Yeah,
it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Longest mustache on a living person for a male. The record is 63 centimeters, which is more than 2 feet.
Woofta.
That's a big mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine how often that gets in the way.
Do you suppose
he ties it behind his head?
That would be weird.
Oh, yeah.
How else would you get it out of your way when you're like brushing your teeth?
Lots
and
of mustache
stuff.
Wax.
That's a pretty good question, actually. Yeah. I wonder if you do it.
Has he ever fashioned it into a handlebar?
My dad used to do that.
Oh.
Hey. Yes.
He does. Oh, it's a very big handlebar.
Yeah. Big handlebar.
I love he wears period costume with it, too. It's perfect.
It's very Peaky Blinders.
It is.
Yes. Which, man, I would dress in that style.
It's good,
Fastest 5 meters on a scooter by a parrot.
Oh, I remember that one, too.
Yeah, 14.6 seconds.
Very cute.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one. That's a fun
list. Birds on, like, any kind of...
anything.
Like that is just so cute.
It's fun to watch, yeah.
It never gets old.
No.
Never gets old, those ones. We will take a quick commercial break, pay some bills. We come back. We're going to have some more fun getting some good stories. Got a bunch of all that coming up for you. We also want to get to some local news as well. Mm-hmm. All that coming up for you right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Todd Alma Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead.
Oofta, a damp and dreary day.
Battling chances of drizzle on and off today. And also areas of fog. Otherwise, it's overcast with high temperatures climbing to the low 40s. And we won't be out of this misty cloud until Saturday afternoon. Currently, it's 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Our last Christmas bumper.
Golden Throat himself.
Yep. I love that our last Christmas bumper. That's the one. That's the one. That
William Shatner.
Yeah.
You know it, man.
William
Shatner
doing Feliz Navidad.
Yes. Known as Golden Throat.
Yes, Mr. Golden Throat himself.
That's what they say. Yep, yep.
I quit.
We just lost Melissa. We had a good run. We had a good run.
We did.
We had a good run. We want to apologize.
I was ready to like that song because the opening was great, and then he started singing. I despise that song. It's one of my most hated Christmas songs.
Well, now you found the worst version of that song you hate. Yeah, there you go.
We have some local good stuff we want to touch on in the moment, but first I want to get to this one, and I think this is another good story. Most people probably wouldn't have a problem keeping an abandoned $20 bill that they found in a parking lot. They're probably not going to put a lot of effort into finding the rightful owner. But what if it was $1,000 you found?
Yeah, that's quite a bit more.
A poll asked thousands of people what they'd do if they found $1,000 on the ground. And 47% of people say that they'd keep it if no one else was around. Women were slightly more likely to say they'd keep it than men. They also broke it down by cities and found that the most honest, quote, honest city was Jacksonville, Florida, was 62%.
Wow.
62% of people said that they'd hand it over. The other honest cities were Los Angeles, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Atlanta. The most dishonest cities were Detroit, Memphis, New Orleans, all finished with 38%. The next was Baltimore. Now, obviously, you know, they're asking, this is all, you know, theoretical. Mm-hmm. There is no a true way of testing this unless it's actually in the moment.
Right.
But that being said, I found a lot of positives about that story.
Yeah.
You know, I went into that story reading that headline expecting to see 70 to 90% of people would keep the
just
money.
Just grab it and run, right? Yeah.
Now, whether this is answered truthfully or not is a whole other category and story and all that. But I found some positive to that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I think that going into this weekend, I think that's a good thing.
You know, cash is so hard, though. I mean, it's so hard to find. I mean, you'd have to go back and try to find, you know, who everyone was there at a certain time and that kind of thing, man. Oh, that's difficult. So I know when you bring this to, like, to the police and stuff, they're like, there's not much we can do, but.
You know, I have to say, though, in our area, I have seen this a couple of times on some of our Facebook feeds for different cities in our area saying, with a person coming on there and, like, I found this amount of money. Mm-hmm. It's a substantial amount of money. If you've lost this, you know, message me.
Let me know. Right.
Tell me how much it was that you lost, and I'll get it back to you.
Very smart. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And I've even seen it from police departments of, we found this thing.
if this is your thing,
contact us.
Yes.
Let us know.
Because we know you want it back.
Milwaukee came in 16th on this list. Minneapolis, Minnesota came in 21st. And Chicago was on the list at 41.
Of?
That was going from most that wouldn't turn it in to people that would.
Oh, okay.
So Chicago was ahead of the other two?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Good.
I think you find this in to be the case with a lot more than we realize when it comes to lost items and that and being returned, especially in the cities. I know that this, I can think of at least two times in my life where I got into a cab and there was something in there.
Mm.
And asking the cabbie who was beforehand, going to Macy's and dropping off it was a purse. And,
dropping
it off and everything. I actually went with the cab. To be fair, was on my way to Second City, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Not that far away. Right?
And the cab, I forgot about this part. The cabbie actually held the meter for me while I ran in.
Oh, oh nice. Wow.
So I wasn't charged extra or anything like
that.
That
was very nice.
Yeah, that was cool. Good on the cabbie.
That all comes from my papa. When I was a kid and I came across $5 at Shopko and I saw it on the ground, and to me, most kids that age, $5 is $500. and he looked at me and he said, what are you going to do with it? It's like, I turn it in? You know, because that's what
the
I thought.
Right thing to do?
That's what I thought he wanted me to say. He said, "What do you really want to do with it?" He's like, "Well, I want to keep it." He's like, "Well, I tell you what, let's go and see what happens." And we go, and the lady gave it to us, and so we just kept it and everything. Yeah,
because it was $5, not $5,000.
Right, you know. Right. But it was a moment for me because everything I had experienced growing up, it was pretty much the opposite of that. You know,
what you can get, right?
Yeah, you survive. It was. Well, I like seeing this
as a kid. $5. Is a lot more than, say, you find a penny in the gutter.
Right.
Yeah,
I think any of us would, oh, a penny? Okay. Well, we wouldn't even bother to pick it up. If it was a quarter, maybe.
Does anybody, 424-2600, 715-424-2600, when you find a penny, do you flip it over your shoulder? Does anybody still do that?
No, I do not do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was an old, my mother, I'm telling you. My mother and her superstitions, man.
She made up some of her own, I guess. Yeah.
You throw salt over your shoulder.
Yes. Right. Yes.
That's the.
Not pennies.
That's only if you spill the salt, too.
Right. Yeah. And pennies could hurt, man.
Man, I guarantee you, for everything truthful she taught me and told me, there's a handful of things she's like, Jim, watch, I'm going to mess with him. Like, Jimmy, you got to throw pennies over your shoulder, too.
Totally mess with you. Yeah.
Completely
throw pennies over your shoulder. Oh, hey! You know.
Find a penny, pick it up. All day long, you'll have good luck. Don't fling it over your shoulder.
We want to get to some local good stories of the day. And one of them I want to rewind for a second and go to yesterday when we had Madison Rafter join us with our Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
And send a shout out to Dumpling. Mm. Dumpling was our wonderful Pet of the Week, this beautiful terrier mix, male, 8 years old. You can find out more about Dumpling and all of his friends and family over at the Southland County Humane Society. Get yourself a wonderful forever friend and find out how you can help our Humane Society at SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. Want to send a shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, Phil and the gang over there joining us on Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That was a lot of fun. Get all your printing needs over there, and a big thank you to them for sponsoring Playmaker and all the other good work they did. And of course, a big gigantic thank you to Misty's Menu. Enjoy your winter break.
Enjoy it.
Again, Misty's will be on break from December 24th till January 1st. Their doors are going to be back open at the start of the year, and they will be open Wednesdays again.
Indeed.
And we love our friends over at Quality Foods IGA. Thank you for helping us with this Elf on the Shelves contest. That was a lot of fun. Thank you to the best listeners out there for finding that elf. That was a lot of fun. We had a blast with that one.
Congratulations to our winner, Annette.
Yes.
And thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Yes.
We've been able to do our Star of the Week for years around here, and the gang at Culvers just said we have so much fun working with them.
Great. They're people. So great.
Great people.
Great place to eat.
Got some closings to get to real quick before we touch on some holiday events. The Wood County Courthouse, River Block, and Marshfield Annex offices will be closed today through Monday, December 25th for the Christmas holiday, and Friday, December 29th through Monday, January 1st for the New Year holiday. Sheriff's Department deputies and other emergency responders will remain on duty, but their offices will be closed to the public. Wisconsin Rapid City Hall will be closed on Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, and on New Year's Day. Okay. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber Office is closed on Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, and on New Year's Day. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau will be closed on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day. Visit Rome is closed Christmas Eve through the day after Christmas, and then December 31st through the 1st. Our friends at the ADRC, who are going to join us in the first interview on Midday Magazine today, will be closed on December 25th and 26th, along with January 1st and 2nd. And the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters will be closing their doors on noon today, and they will open again on January 3rd.
All right.
Melissa, we got a couple of really big guests coming to our neck of the woods.
We do. Special guests Santa and Mrs. Claus are going to be at Winter Park today.
Santa!
So you have some time yet to get your last-minute Christmas wishes in. Today, from 5 to 7, they'll be in the Warming House lobby area there at Winter Park. So bring an unexpired, non-perishable food donation item if you can, and you can get a picture with the jolly couple.
I know him. Enjoy, everybody. Bring the kids on down there and enjoy the park and have some fun with that one.
Get some pictures.
Yeah.
Good memories.
That's going on in Rapids. We got some great stuff going on in Rome as well, Seth.
Yeah, the return of Trivia Nights over at Lake Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. They're bringing it back, the event, and doubling the number of dates this year. Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. $20 per teams of 2 to 8 players, 6 rounds with 10 questions each. And the next one is going to be tomorrow. Hey, so the day before Christmas Eve, get your team together, go have some fun trivia over at Lake Arrowhead in Rome. They have an events page at visit Lake Arrowhead's events page for more info, rules, and regulations for the whole deal there.
The whole deal.
Yeah.
Shout out to our great friends over there in Visit Rome. We appreciate them very much in the Rome area. Enjoy that. This time of year, especially when there is actually snow on the ground.
right,
Rome
exactly.
is one of the most beautiful parts of the country, I think. There's some great beauty out there. Got a great midday magazine lined up for you for the week. Kim Inda, resource specialist from the EDRC, going to join us. Looking forward to talking with Kim and our friends at the Aging and Disability Resource Center. Mm-hmm. And in part two, our good friend Craig Bourne, superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, going to be in. Ron Rasmussen and perhaps some other LHS members are going to be with us. Ron is going to be with us from LHS. That is going to be a fun conversation.
Very good one, yeah.
Great.
Good stuff on your radio tonight at 6 o'clock right here in WFHR, Wisconsin Men's Basketball hosting Chicago State. That is going to be a good one.
No joke, Chicago State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And keep in mind, we got our 30 hours of Christmas ready to go strong for you. It kicks off on Christmas Eve. We will not be in on Monday, but we'll be back Tuesday to hang out with you and get your week started. A big thank you to you guys and this team that we have here at Civic. All of our WFHR family, our WIRI family. I want to wish all of you guys happy holidays, safe travels around. Mm-hmm. And my gift this year is you guys. You guys have been my gift. Everything my family has been through, I couldn't ask for better people. And we have had been supported. Thank you.
No problem, man.
So it was a good idea to put the bow on top of my head today?
It was very good. I loved it.
I thought so.
And thank you for the cookies, Melissa.
Yes.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you,